Would you mind repeating what you just said? I think it's grapefruit that...
That's more apt to cut the fat.
Okay. I was interested in your saying apt because that's something that I would have gotten around to later on. Okay, let's see. We were talking about dressing up, and you said a girl or a man...
Would dress fine.
Mm-hmm. How about when a woman stands in front of the mirror and puts on makeup all the time?
She's prepping.
Mm-hmm. How about a man?
He's prepping.
Okay. Did you ever hear a man that likes to dress up called a jelly bean?
No.
Okay.
The jelly bean was always candy.
Okay. It does never mean a person.
No.
Okay. We will have some other terms for people coming up later on. First of all, we're just finishing all our clothes and whatnot. A small leather container with a clasp on it for coins. That's a...
A change purse.
Okay, good. Then a woman would wear around her wrist, not this, but a...
A bracelet.
And while we're on the subject, what is that?
A watch.
Okay. And if you wanted to know the time of day, you'd ask somebody...
What time is it?
And having started that, I may as well finish that section. If it were the time that I just told you it was, you'd say it were what time?
It's 9:30.
Is there another way of saying that it's 30 minutes past the hour?
Half past.
Do you use that?
No, half past or half after.
Oh, have you heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Half after? Is that, who says that?
But I think that's more formal.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then suppose it's 15 minutes later than that.
That would be 9:45.
Or
3/4.
Or
a quarter of. Generally, it's referred to then as a quarter of the coming hour.
All right, good. And if you've been doing something for a long time, you say, I've been doing it for quite...
Some time.
Or?
For quite a long time.
Or?
A very long time.
I'm looking for a word that starts with a WH there. For quite a...
A while.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, the farmer got a good crop last year, but he's not going to get a good one...
This year.
Mm-hmm. And if a child just had his third birthday, you'd say he's
3 years old.
Okay. And if something happened on this day last year, it happened exactly
a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Let's get all these numbers and things out of the way. I said that I was going to make you count and that sort of thing, so we'll get it over with quickly. Would you count up to 15, please?
Okay, that would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
And the number after 19 is?
20.
And after 26 is?
It's 27.
And after 29?
It's 30.
And after 39?
40.
And after 69?
70.
And after 99?
100.
And after 999?
1,000.
And after, 10 times 100,000 is?
1,000,000. Is that right?
Yes, it is. And then if there was a line of men, and the last man is the 11th, then you'd say that the one ahead of him is the?
12th.
Ahead of him.
Oh, ahead of him. It's the 10th.
And at the head of the line is the?
The first.
And so would you count back that way? First?
Oh, from 10, 9.
From first.
Oh,
first,
second. Oh, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, 10th.
Good. And would if you feel you get your good luck all at a... It's getting late and I can't talk straight. You feel you get your good luck a little at a time, but your bad luck comes...
In droves.
Or all...
All at once.
Mm-hmm. And if you said something more than once, you'd say it...
Twice.
Would you name the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
And the days of the week?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Do you know another term for Sunday?